Good morning. My name is Wesley Sein. I'm a professor at the Johnson School of Management. I'm in the management organizations area, and I study entrepreneurship and innovation. In the past, there's been a lot of arguments that we should organize our economy so that those with the most skills accumulate the most resources, which results in inequality. And in some places, in extreme inequality. Mexico is an interesting country because it has very different levels of inequality throughout the country. Some parts of Mexico, some states, are very equal in their income distribution. Other parts of the country are very unequal in their income distributions. In fact, some of the highest levels of inequality on the planet are in some parts of Mexico. You might say, it sort of makes sense to give the most resources to the highest quality entrepreneurs and let the chips sort of fall where they may with the rest of the entrepreneurs. And how could that be a bad thing? At the highest level, inequality reduces trust in society. In a highly unequal society, there's a lot of people that feel like they are being undercut, that they're not getting what they deserve. And it creates real barriers between people and society, reduces trust, reduces the extent to which people interact with each other and the extent to which people trust each other. You get the most entrepreneurial activity in areas where there is a moderate amount of inequality, that both high levels of inequality and very low levels of inequality reduce the extent to which people will try to start businesses. Why? Because across socioeconomic divides, people often don't work together and they don't get to know each other. We find that the cost of doing business actually goes down significantly in areas characterized by high levels of trust driven by greater levels of equality. So in parts of Mexico where we found very high levels of income inequality, we find there's a lot of distrust and people are more likely to use in-depth contracts and expensive litigation, which increases the cost of doing business and increases the barriers to starting a new venture. Policies that can help with this include creating and supporting institutions that bring people together from throughout society, service-oriented institutions where people from different parts of society come together and work together. So governments can increase social trust by engaging in or by supporting institutions that bring people together and organizations that work across social boundaries to help people trust each other. These, again, can include churches, any kind of social club that crosses socioeconomic boundaries and racial boundaries. So governments can really spur entrepreneurship and innovation, not just by investing in R&D and in education, but also in investing in institutions that create and foment social trust.